Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome in to another episode of the Buddhist Biohacker. My name is Lisa, and I am your mystic guide and host as always. And we are here for our new special program for 2021, which is our Diamond Beauties program. And this really came from this beautiful meditation I had last year, early on into the pandemic. And that meditation just showed me this beautiful crystalline diamond light coming out of that high heart center in the thymus gland. And so I've selected this group of incredible women who I think reflect that high heart diamond light energy. And I'm so honored to have with us today, Michelle Snelling. Welcome back, Michelle.
No. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me in that. Just, I'm so honored to be among one of those diamond beauties that you chose, and what a beautiful way that that came about. I didn't know that. So I'm so honored. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here and being a part of this. And yeah, it's just amazing. And for everybody who's joining in the live, for Diamond Beauties, Karen Lazone, who's a beautiful and incredible writer, has put together beautiful stories about each of these women that's on the blog on lisamgunshore.com. So you can find those there if you want to read more about each of our diamond beauties as they go. And for everybody in the live, hi Eve, hi Carrie, please share where you're from if you feel called. And I would love to hear one word about what you're feeling today about the full moon. So if you want to share a word about what you're feeling today, I would love that as well. So Michelle, we're going to start out. I just want you, I know you've been on the show and I know that most of our community probably already knows and loves you, but I am going to have you still share, like, who are you? What are you doing? What's going on in 2021?
Well, I'm Michelle Snelling. I'm an intuitive medium and an aromatherapist. I call myself an accidental aromatherapist because I'm very sensitive, always have been, and I didn't think that I could use essential oils or any scent. My home was fragrance-free for a long time. And then purely, you know, I don't believe there are accidents, but it was just a really chance way that I came to know that I can use essential oils, provided that they're of the highest quality and that they're, you know, sourced properly and with your intention and all of that. And so I realized that, and then that just opened this doorway for me to start using them. I created my first product that I created, you know, unintentionally to, you know what I mean, to have this business, but it was a spray to clear energy because I was doing readings in a store, sharing a space with other practitioners. And every time I'd go there, I could feel all the energy of everybody who'd been there before me, you know, and my own clients, and it was just too much. And so I needed something. You can't sage every time and in between each client. That's too much. And the store owner wouldn't have wanted that. And so I needed something. And so I started just kind of asking the universe to provide me with something that I could use. And these oils just started talking to me. And at first I thought it was kind of nuts. And then I really started to pay attention to it and I wrote them down. Mm-hmm. And then I had like 7. And then from there, I just pared it down to the ones that I really felt would do the job of clearing the energy from the residual energy from the space. And I created a recipe that, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, I did that. And then I made the spray, a salt spray, and I started using it and I couldn't believe what it did for me. So that was really how it all began. And people started noticing and they started asking if they could get one. And, you know, because they thought, oh, this would be great for my home. This would be great for my car, whatever. So just kind of grew from there. And then I realized, oh, this is something I did this for this space clearing. I wonder if I could do this for something else for myself, like another issue I have. And then it just kind of grew from there.
Well, it's so amazing. And I've used your products and have some like right behind my computer right here. And they're so great. Like, I know it's coming intuitively, but like, do you get like full on recipes? Like, how do you know what to put together and how to, cause it's so good. Like, and I think I've said this a few times on the show, but my 8-year-old like comes in and just sprays it all around the room. And the other night I was at, this is like a couple weeks ago, I asked her, I'm like, what are you doing? Cause she was just spraying and spraying your spray. She goes, I'm doing my ritual. Just leave me alone. And I was like, how do you even know that word? It was so cute.
Oh, that just, I can't tell you how happy that makes me because children love these products and they like, they don't know why and they don't care why. Like I have one client who I recommended a specific spray for her daughter and, she'd been using it for about 2 weeks and she said to her mom one day, I don't know why this makes me feel better and I don't really care, but it does. And I'm so grateful, you know, and I think she's 11, that's the thing I love about kids. They don't know, they're not worried about why. They just know it just feels good. And the fact that your daughter knows ritual, I'm not surprised, but I love that, you know? But yeah, so really when I want to make, whether it's a new blend that I'm wanting to create for my line, or if it's a custom blend, because I do make custom blends for people. People can request a custom blend for a specific time in their life that they feel like they need some help, or some people just want a personal blend to be like a perfume that they wear that brings about a specific feeling or essence. So whatever it is, whether it's a blend I want to create for my line or something that I feel like is kind of calling to come through or something for somebody else, I just sit with it. I sit with that. I give space to it. I sit with the person or the issue or whatever it is, give space to it, and just allow it to speak to me. And I know that people look at me like I've got 4 eyes when I say that, you know, like speak to you, what is that? And, but that's where the oils, this single oils just start coming in and saying, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of it. And then I write them down and then I sit with those and then I pare it down because sometimes, you know, you have 20 oils that want to be a part of a blend, but you don't want to have that many oils in a blend, you know? Mm-hmm. So then I sit with it and I pare it down. And then once I feel like I've got what I want, the oils that will be included in the blend, then I start, you know, and there's a certain way you want to create a blend. There's 3 levels of oils. There's, like low, medium, and high notes. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you want to create them. And so then I just kind of decide, you know, how much of each, and I get an idea of that, and then I create it. Then I start playing, and that's the really fun part. You know, I mean, honestly, I love when the oils talk to me too, when they start coming in and they like I let them plead their case. Like, why do you want to be in? I mean, what are you going to bring? And they all do have their own personality and their own essence. And so that's fun. But when I really get into the playing with the, you know, putting them all together and using it. And then, you know, I put it together. And this is, if it's a, whether it's a blend I'm creating for my line or personally for somebody, I create it and then I use it.
Mm.
And I feel how it feels and what it's doing. And if it feels like it's going to align with the essence of the person or with what they want and what we want the blend to do for them. And then I go, oh, it needs to be adjusted. I need to, you know, it needs a little more. So it's just, it's a process. It's like creating a recipe, you know?
Oh gosh. Yeah. I love it. Oh my God. And your bath salts. So they're so amazing.
Like the scrubs.
Oh yeah. They're so amazing. Like, I just can't even tell you. It's like my favorite thing. And again, me and my littlest, we have like our little stash of your bath scrubs, like by the bathtub. And I actually have, I should bring it out. I should have brought it for the show, but I have this like magical spoon that my dear sweet sister gave me. And it's a silver spoon with a crystal on the end.
Oh, how beautiful. And
so I use that little spoon to take the scrub out and everything. So it's so magical.
Yeah. I love that. And you know, I have a special spoon I use as well.
Do you?
And that's part of the ritual and part of the ceremony. And that's, you know, going back to your daughter and when she's spraying it and she's like, this is my ritual. That's really what my intention is with these products, is for them to become ceremony and then to become part of your ritual, because they're not just sprays and oils. You know, I mean, we can go to the store and we can just get oils, you know what I mean? That are meant to be just kind of put in the diffuser and not really thought about. These products are, they're intentional and they're meant to be used with intention. And when, you know, when we do that, when we allow them to be intentional and part of a ritual, they remind us of our sacredness. Mm. And that's really what the purpose of them is. So when we use beautiful things like a spoon with a crystal on the end,
it just
intensifies that. And the scrubs, if I could speak to the scrubs just for a minute, because I just used some right before we got on video, but they are so powerful, so nourishing. The salt that I use is perfect nourishment for us, for our skin, which is our largest organ. So it's perfect nourishment physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. So they feed us on the deepest level, the scrubs do, but then they also clean us on the deepest level of all of the, you know, garbage that we take on all day, you know, that's not ours and just from living.
Mm-hmm.
And positive ions, which are very, they're not positive at all. They're very harmful. And you have to have a specific ionizer to remove positive ions. They don't just get flushed out through our kidneys and liver like normal toxins and things like that. These need a specific ion, and the scrubs are an ionizer. They do that. So are the sprays. But the thing that I love this time of year, we live in a, you know, it's dry where we live, you know, in Colorado and Utah.
Yeah.
Our skin takes the beating and these scrubs just nourish. And, you know, like I just use my scrubs. That's all I use. I don't even use lotion, and they make a big difference. So it really did heal my skin. I've always had, but I did up until I started using the scrubs on my face. Even I always had like a lot more wrinkles, adult onset acne, just dry patches, things like that. Mm-hmm. Then I started using my scrub and it just all healed. So, and I tried everything you can imagine, everything from like the most inexpensive drugstore stuff to the most expensive skincare, and nothing worked. And then one day I was always using my scrub from the neck down. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I'm going to try it on my face. And I was just like, oh yeah. Anyway. So,
oh my God, I need some of that. And you're making me think, you know, this is sort of interesting with the scrubs, because in yoga, as a yoga teacher, there's a pretty, I'd say a pretty solid practice of yoga instructors that wash their hands after they teach a class as a ritual to cleanse the energy that dumped in the class. And so there's something there for you on that one, but I was just thinking about it. It is such a process of just clearing the energy away. And especially right now with everything going on, coming back from the store and things like that. So I'm so glad you shared that, because I have been using the scrubs in the bath, which I love, but I wasn't even thinking about using them that way. So now I'm totally going to do that.
Yes. And I love that you brought that up, because that's perfect. That's what I do. Whenever I do a reading, when we're done here, I'll walk over to the sink and use my scrub. I have scrub at each sink in my house. And just sometimes, even when I'm not doing a lot of work, but if there's just a lot of energy, like when the moon cycles, when it's full and new, the energy is up anyway. And so I can tend to kind of feel it more, feel things more during those times. So I use the scrub just to kind of release that, quiet that down. So they're just perfect for during the day when you need to just have a deep cleanse and release.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh, that's so good. So yeah, I want to shift gears into the mediumship a little bit, because I don't know that we've ever really gone, I mean, we've done medium readings together on here, but I don't think we've ever gone into your story. I'm curious, like, when did you know that you were a medium? Like, what did that look like for you?
Well, from the time I can remember, as far back, I've seen people, talked to people, had conversations, heard things, you know, from people that I shouldn't have, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that I was a medium. I didn't know that that's what it was called until quite later. And, you know, I didn't really have conversations with people. I just knew that other people didn't experience this like I did. And then when I was, and, you know, I would talk to my mom about things, and like, I would say, oh, so-and-so's going to get married or have a baby or come to visit or whatever. And she'd say, no, honey, no. And then a couple days later, she'd get the call, and she would just kind of announce to the family, whatever. And I would just be like, I knew that or whatever, but she didn't really acknowledge it. You know, she didn't acknowledge it in like a, wow, that's amazing, or oh, that's horrible. She just kind of, you know, and so it just never really, I never really thought, oh, this is cool or this is bad or whatever. And like, I'm always a little envious when I'm doing the shows with you and Delisa, because like fifth generation medium and that, I have no idea. I have no idea, because I don't know. We don't really know anything about any of my ancestors on either side. My parents both lost their parents when they were young. And so I just don't know. But I do have a very deep connection with my grandmother on both sides. And I definitely have a sense that it's in the family, you know, that it's been in the family for a long time, especially my grandmother, my dad's side, my grandmother on that side. And, so I never really had that fostering within my family, you know, kind of been my own path, my own journey. And, which in a lot of ways has been great for me, because I've had to find my own way. Yeah. But I love everything that I offer as far as this intuitive business that I've created, but the mediumship is really heart for me, because I'm honored to do that. That's such a personal thing. And I've been on the receiving end of mediumship connection, and it has meant everything. You know, it has really helped to heal. And so anyway.
Oh, that's so beautiful. One, you're so good at it. And and talented with it. And it's an interesting thing, like, to have those conversations about, well, I sort of just always did this. And I'm similar to you in that even though it was something that happened in my family, it wasn't something we publicized. So I was kind of the first one to be like, hey, this is what I do, and sort of stressed out my mom, and everybody was like, don't do that. Don't tell everyone, you know? And, So I'm similar to you in that I really didn't call myself a medium until about 5 years ago. I mean, it was really kind of like all of a sudden it was like, okay, it used to be I would do readings, and I don't know how you got started, but like I would do card readings, and every once in a while somebody would be like, hey, do you talk to people that pass away? Like they'll ask me on the sly kind of thing. It's like, oh yeah. And then I'd have these profound like experiences sharing that information. And so it was about 5 years ago that I was like, I got that message, like, you really do need to just tell people. And actually, Michelle, what's really interesting is just this week, I mean, it's been really challenging, and I've done a lot of inner work this week. And what's come through is that that really is shifting to one of my primary focuses with individuals. So I'm going to kind of let some of the other stuff go. And not sure what all that looks like yet, but I do think that the mediumship is something that is becoming more prominent in my field. And have you noticed things? I've noticed this year is different with connecting with loved ones. So I'm just curious, what have you noticed this year?
Well, what I have noticed is that 2020, the connection was there, but it was more challenging. Like I had to work at it a little differently. It was there, but it was almost like they weren't as readily available to come through. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. They were available, but it was just, it was different. And then at the end of December, I started noticing, oh, this feels different. And I just think that it's not that the spiritual energy wasn't there. I just think there was so much pollution, like energetic pollution, that it was hard to sift through it all. And so then, you know, when, and I did it and I had amazing connections and it was wonderful, but I noticed at the end of 2020 that there was just this clearing and it's more open. And it's interesting because I have felt the same thing, Lisa. I haven't really put my mediumship like out front and really like, you know, let people know, like, this is a great thing and let's do this. And I haven't really been, you know, vocal about it, but this year I am going to be, because I think it's really important. And I think there's some messages that need to come through those channels that are very important for people, because when you're sitting with somebody that you trust and you know that they're connecting with people you love that have passed, and those messages are coming, it's like they're a little bit more, you take them more seriously, or they go a little deeper, I think. And so it's a beautiful thing.
I totally agree. And it is, it's like all of a sudden, it's like this energy. And, you know, I don't want to get too controversial, but I do want to ask you about this. And I think people will be interested to hear this, but, you know, people have left because of coronavirus, and there's a really big focus on that. And I've noticed like the spirits, it's not just me, it's like the spirits are like irritated about that, in that people are leaving for all kinds of reasons. You know, there's still accidents and health and things. And so there's a lot of people leaving the planet, especially in a hospital by themselves, that aren't even affiliated with that, but because of, you know, the safety precautions and all these things, are having a different experience. And so I'm just wondering if you've gotten that sense too, because I feel like it's like people are dying for all sorts of reasons. And, you know, we don't want to lose sight of that while we emphasize this one particular reason. So I'm just curious what you thought of that.
Absolutely. And I think it's really hard, because the narrative this whole, you know, time has been COVID, Corona, whatever, you know, that's the focus. And myself, I've lost 4 people this year that had nothing to do with Corona, you know, and a fur baby, you know, and so 5, if you count that. And so you know, we don't want to lose sight of it, because those people, their passing and their deaths are just as valid. And we need to be mindful that this is a cause, but then there's all these other things that have always been there as well, you know? And mm-hmm. I agree. I think they are irritated. Mm-hmm. They're irritated. And those of us that are able to connect, have a, you know, be a conduit, we're frustrated too. We're irritated because it, you know, it is, it's like every, you know, it's, but I do feel that for whatever reason, and there's a lot of opinion about this as well, but I do feel like people are choosing to take this opportunity to, you know, leave.
Yep.
And be like, done for now. You know what I mean? On to the next thing, whatever. And, you know, good for them if it's their time, because I don't believe that anybody goes before it's their time. You know, I just, that's my belief from this work that I do. I don't know how you feel about that. Do you?
I totally agree with you. I think you contract to leave. And I also believe that the folks who are leaving right now, even if there's frustration and that kind of thing, I do believe that they contracted to leave on their own. So mm-hmm. I don't feel like there's a bunch of wandering souls. I think, and I'm getting a hit even right now while we're talking, I'm hearing some male voice. But I'm hearing this message of like the reason that mediumship is coming to the forefront for both of us and is because so many have left on their own, then they have messages to share. They didn't get to communicate. It's not normal right now as far as being able to communicate and say goodbye to your loved ones. So there's like exponential change. And that's what happened. It's actually really funny. Talk about being the family. Hopefully my mom's okay with me saying this, but the other day she was like, you need to like do your medium work. She's like, cause the spirits are like coming to knock on my door if you don't like get this stuff done. And it's kind of funny cause they're just everywhere. And I've actually created a brand new platform to share these messages. And so that will be coming soon to everybody in the community. But I'm going to start sharing them, Michelle, because I think we have to just start sharing like what people are saying and hope that it finds its way through the ethers to the right people, because there's so many, even as we're talking, I'm sure you can feel it. They're just piling in.
Oh yeah.
Coming in.
Well, and that's the thing that was one of the things that I noticed the difference in the energy at the end of December. I always feel energy anyway, but normally pre-2020, I feel it consistently quite a bit. And I have to literally say like, you know, these are my boundaries. You know, I'm open for business from this time to this time, and, you know, not at night and whatever, because I can be up all night long with them. But it was less. I didn't feel the pressure or the numbers, the sheer numbers. And then at the end of December, it was like, boom, they were back, lined up, ready to talk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the interesting thing is that I normally pre 2021, I would just have people come and you know, they were always connected to somebody. They were either connected to somebody I was going to be doing a reading for, or they were connected to somebody I know, or, you know what I mean? A family, something like that. Now it's just these people, and they're not necessarily connected with anybody. They just want their message, right? They just want to be able to say, and I think it's their way of getting closure in some way. You know, because like you said, that's what I've been thinking all year. All these people that are passing away alone, mm-hmm. and they don't get to speak to their family. They don't get to really, you know, have that closure that is so important at the end of life. And so I do believe that's part of it. It's purposeful. You know, they want to be heard as well. We all want to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I've also noticed like what I'm seeing and feeling in the quantum fields, like, you know, I'm curious what you feel about this, but like when I read, I go into the quantum, what I call the quantum fields, and mm-hmm. I can see the energies and the grid patterning and things like that. And what I've noticed is there, you know, there's all this talk of like the veil being gone kind of thing. And I agree, but I think the language for me is more like, before it was like I would connect with a loved one and I'd see maybe images or hear things or, you know, something with them. And now it's like I'm immersed in their transition and can see what happened and how the consciousness actually moves through that lucid state. It's really different. I'm going to be writing about it because it's like so fascinating to me, but I don't know if you're noticing like even the connection feel, there's definitely a change in the quantum fields. There's definitely a change in how we can experience consciousness through the eyes of somebody who's passed versus what it was like before. It was very linear before, I felt like, and now it's like, wow, I'm really like I might feel in my body, like if they were, you know, had a heart attack or something. Now it's like an immersion of it. It's like different. Are you feeling that too?
Yes, similar. My experience is a little different just because, you know, I don't imagine the grid, like, or, you know, that's mm-hmm. not my visual, but definitely the linear versus this immersion. I love that. That's exactly how I would say it. And for me, what happened 2020, you know, I wasn't sure what 2020 was going to be about. I knew it was going to be about vision. You know what I mean? And in October, I started getting some inklings from my spirit team about, you know, what might happen for me, what I might see. I knew it was going to be a lot about introspection, but I mm-hmm. didn't really know, you know, I couldn't have known. Right.
Right.
But then when we got in it, I realized that, okay, this is really about me and my vision. And for me personally, it was about coming to the middle and not defining. So like you think about a glass with water mm-hmm. and we could think of it as a glass half full or a glass half empty. But I started really, really applying the idea of what if it's just a glass with some fluid in it? Mm-hmm. Not defining it as good or bad or empty or full or anything. And so then I started taking that, you know, and I started sitting with that, and that brought such peace, which like I knew this for a long time, but I didn't really allow it to come into full bloom, I would say. And so then I started applying that to everything, and it helped so much because I was able to just stay up out of all of the dialogue that was going on about every, you know what I mean, about the election, about everything, about COVID, mm-hmm. about all of it. It's like, you know, not that I don't have an opinion, but it was like I was able to move outside of the opinion.
Yeah.
So that the opinion wasn't a part of me. And that I just kept working on that and honing it and allowing that to get deeper and take up more space within me. And I really believe that that's what helped that amplification at the end of 2020 with the spiritual realm, because, mm-hmm. you know, I was able to not look at it as it's got to be like this, or this is how it used to be, or it's got to come. It was just free of opinion basically. And so that just amplified, that just turned up my dial, you know? And
that's really inspiring to me, Michelle, because yeah, I mean, our messaging has been, you know, get out of it. And I found myself in this pattern where whether it was a conversation with a client, with my husband, whatever it was, I was getting pulled like into that space and analyzing it and looking at it. And I think there's a place for that. But then I'd pull out of it and come to what you're talking about, which is once you kind of pull out of it and get into that pure state of awareness, it's very clear that all of these sides are right. All of the perceptions are real, and there's space for all of them. And so my mission, it's inspiring what you're saying, because my mission, my personal mission this year is to not get pulled into it at all. to really stay in that pure state of compassion where it's just everything is there. There's no need to, like, the separation just dissolves away. So I love what you're saying. It's so perfect.
And it, and I, you know, that compassion, that's exactly what it is. And it really, what it allowed me to do that I didn't realize until I was doing it for quite a while, it allowed me to have compassion with myself, which that's the seed of it all. If I have compassion for myself, then it's just a natural, the next step is to have compassion for other people, right?
Yeah.
And what you, the truth, you know, it's so easy to think, I know the truth. This is the truth. And if you don't agree with me, then not good or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, and that was the other thing that I saw, like, this year, like, so many things that we may have held as truths or that we may have held up as our stability.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. Our stability can only be found within. That's the only true stability. And that just kept coming home to me more and more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these things that I've always thought were my stability, or, you know, maybe I think I haven't, but I've really, like, they're the corner, they're one of the foundations,
mm-hmm. you know,
but that's not good because it's sand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. So it's just over and over. And honestly, as a human, that's scary as hell.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, what can I trust if I can't, you know? And then you just keep going and you keep going and you find that you just have to keep coming back to yourself and coming back to yourself. And so while it, like, 2020 was so amazing and I haven't even really processed all of it yet, it was such a challenge because I was tearing down all these things that I didn't realize how much I had, you know, was trusting or whatever. And then you got to figure out then, you know, so in some ways it was the most challenging year. And in other ways, personally, it was just the best year for me ever, because I feel like my eyes have never been so, I've never seen so clearly.
Mm-hmm. So only beautiful. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm right there with you, and I love it. And I think, you know, what comes to expand even on what you're saying is what's come to me is our whole focus for 2021 is refining our spiritual practices, refining our spiritual gifts so that we can see our own truth clearly. Just like you said, that clarity of vision, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of folks said 2020, you know, having 2020 vision, right? Last year was about that. And I think for me, what I'm seeing with our community and just our own, you know, patterns as a collective is I think 2020 was asking us to see clearly. And 2021 is about refining our vision to do that. It's like, now is the time to take action on those things. Yes. Less about looking at the narrative and more about going within, like you're saying, going inside yourself and trusting what you have, because I think we forget that, you know, and especially as psychics and mediums, people come to us wanting that truth and wanting the answers. And I think my focus this year is you actually can get those answers yourself and you have those same gifts, you know, it's just, it's more about refining them and learning how to use them and trusting that you know the answer. Cause if you're asking, you probably don't resonate with what you're being told as the truth, you know? So it's kind of an interesting journey we're on now, I think. And I agree with you. I think this year's energy is totally different. Although January has been challenging, I feel like January is kind of still been 2020. It feels like now we're going to go forward into February and actually move into a new energy.
Yeah. January has been quite, you know, it's been a month I think that it's all purposeful. It's all just bringing, all of this has happened to just bring us back to us and to realize our capabilities and realize how deep the well of intuitive guidance and strength and stability is, we can forget, because it's easy to you know, put all the trust in other things. I mean, we have trust in ourselves, but it's easy to also put it outside and skew it. And, you know, I agree 100%. It's about refinement. It's about practice. You know, it's interesting because I do every year I offer a year in preview, and it's, you know, 13 months, card readings, intuitive guidance, whatever. And this year I went to, you know, work on the offer, and it's like, I can't do a year. Like, I literally, when I tune into somebody's energy, I can't see or feel really concretely beyond like 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And so it's like, well, we're not doing that. So now it's a seasonal. It's a year in preview, but it's broken up into seasons so that we take 3 months at a time. And that way, you know, I think it's more digestible. I think it's more manageable. I think it, and it allows for refinement, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when we're taking a year is just too much. Like that, that's not going to work for us right now. You know, I think times have changed, and we've got to look at how they've changed and work with it within that framework. And so to me, like I said, that's why I love the seasonal, because it's just these little, you know, but mm-hmm. I started noticing that I couldn't go like super far into the future like I used to be able to.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, because I'm the same way. And I do year-end readings also for the new year, and I did them very differently. Normally I do kind of what you're talking about. I did a wheel and I looked at each month and what was going to happen all year. And that's just done. Like, that time is done. And so I focused more on what was the sole purpose and work of the year with everyone at the end of the year, and continuing to do that in my soul sessions, you know, really helping folks connect in with their soul purpose from the Akashic records and what that looks like, because I'm the same way. And you know what came to me, Michelle, while we're talking about this? What came to me about this is, there's all this talk, 3D to 5D, you know, ascension, age of Aquarius, there's all these terms, but what I feel has happened. So everybody's been learning, everybody in mainstream, right, has been learning about creating your life since The Secret came out, whenever that was, the 90s, I think, The Secret came out. So there was The Secret, and Oprah had lots of people on her show, and Eckhart Tolle came out, right? There's all these teachers, Deepak, all these big mainstream teachers who were teaching everyone how to create their life. And there were a handful of people that figure it out, right? And they suddenly create this amazing life. And then there's a lot of people who are still not sure, or weren't still sure. What I see has changed, if I were to articulate it, and it's really come to me this month through a lot of just hard stuff I had to deal with. And I was like, what is going on here? Is that we are creating our future as a collective for the first time. It's not just individual creation, but it's collective creation. And so I think part of why we can't see past 2 or 3 months is because we have to wait and see what the collective is doing. And doesn't that correlate with the age of Aquarius and the rise of the divine feminine? Because it's about being in the unknown.
Yes.
And so what I'm really looking at now when I am doing sessions, and really readings are kind of gone for me, it's more about this, you know, soul work, is your soul knows where it wants to go and what it wants to create. And so looking at that and what you're creating and making a decision as to whether or not you want to continue to create that, that's almost where we're headed. So I feel like that's what's changed. I feel like what's changed is, as a collective and as an individual, you're creating your life, and it's more, it's like magnified now. Where before it was maybe a few people, now it's like, no, really, everyone is creating in their consciousness.
Yes.
And so it's really, really cool and interesting how that works. And I want to touch on the audience, because we have so many great comments here, and welcome to everybody who's watching the live. Hi, Burnett. Burnett says she's feeling release and new beginnings today with the moon, which is awesome.
Yes.
PJ is from SoCal. Hi, PJ. Carrie says, I feel the fullness within reflected in the fullness of the moon. That's so beautiful. Hi, Eve wants to see my silver spoon. I'm going to post that in our new community. And then PJ says she's an esthetician. She says she totally agrees with the exfoliation. She said, my face has not been dry for 15 years. Carrie said she's touched a lot more noticeable in 2021, which I think was about our spiritual space. Lisa says, powerful love and light from New Zealand. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. And then Eve said, perhaps the reason you're not able to see farther is because we are in this quantum zero point seat of creation and people are learning that we create a reality. Yes. That's exactly. Yes. So good. So and, hi, everyone.
Thank you. Yes. Hi, everybody. And thank you. And I want to say that with that creating our reality and that it is about the collective. That's one of the things that I think is so important that we have to understand. Like, we're not going to create, because a lot of people are talking about creating a new country or a new system or a new world way or whatever. But we have to understand that that's not going to be. Like one side is not going to push it onto another. That's never going to work. That's what we've been trying to do and it's not going to work. So that's where we kind of have to all come into the middle within ourselves first and find what will work for the collective. That's the only way it's going to work. And you know, we're in the season of winter, bringing about the divine feminine with the age of Aquarius. That's all yin. You know, mm-hmm. And people can tend to look at yin as so passive and so weak. But to me, the yin is so powerful because it takes so much strength and stability and awareness to be still, to be in stillness and to be discerning about what your next action is going to be. And, you know, with this full moon, I mean, that's what I just keep feeling like with this full moon and this first full moon of the year, we have to really be aware of what parts of us need to be released so that we can come to that yin, so that we can come to that place of stillness. And, you know, I've talked about this a couple of times this month and people have said, well, we've been in stillness for a year now. And it's like, well, don't mistake physical stillness for, you know, spiritual stillness, emotional stillness, mental stillness. They're not the same, right?
They're not. And that's why all these theories have blown up, by the way, is because we got stuck at home. And it's such a great distraction from yourself, isn't it? To go read about a bunch of stuff. So it's a prime example of what you're saying. Like, that's not stillness. That's everybody was looking for something to distract themselves from sitting with themselves. That's what happened.
Exactly. You know, and so it's what's happened but we have another opportunity because we're still in a stillness of sorts. And even, you know, we're in winter, which calls us to be quiet and go within and dream and get clear about what we want for our future. Right. And so it's such a beautiful opportunity to do that. It's, you know, it's a beautiful season and, you know, I'm just, like I said, that's what my focus is for this full moon is what parts of me need to be released so that I can get in touch with that even more so that I can really bring that stillness in a new way or in a way that I haven't or whatever. So.
I love that so much. I love you so much. It's such a good conversation because it's so what it's about right now. And, you know, it's even making me think, I mean, that's my, you know, my monthly yoga package starting in February is also very yin. It's very tantric. It's very slow movements, deliberate sitting, you know, connecting inside yourself, like just slowing down.
Yeah.
Because what I understand astrologically, this year is going to be fast. It's going to be swift moving, like starting, February 1st, like after these planets went all direct and everything. And so the more that we can ground and slow down and go inside the heart center, I think the easier it's going to be to get through this year and accomplish something. Otherwise, what I keep getting and hearing from my council is, you're just going to get swept away.
Yes.
You're going to get swept away if you don't come in. And it's almost like a magnified test of the refinement of your spiritual gifts, because if you're not stopping to meditate and connect inside yourself, then you literally are going to, the year's going to be over and you won't have done anything.
You know, 100%. And I was already finding that at the end of 2020, that it was going, like, time was going fast, and that if I wasn't careful, days would go and I wouldn't have gotten done, you know, what my goal was personally or whatever it was. And yes, we have to be focused. We have to be clear. Our intentions have to be on ourselves. And, you know, we've talked about this. I've brought this up on past when we've, you know, other shows that we've done, but one thing that I found in 2020 was self-care, and the way that I took care of myself was changing. Things that always worked suddenly weren't as effective, or they'd be a little effective, but not as much as I needed. And, you know, that's part of that refinement. We have to be willing to be aware of what we're doing and what we need to do, and to, you know, refine it as needed, so that we are present and that time just doesn't escape. You know, we have to, I mean, we're called. I kept saying this last year, and it, you know, I know it probably sounded like a broken record, but, you know, this is important. This is an important time. This is maybe the most important time that we can imagine right now, because things are happening. Very important things are happening, and we need to be the best us we can be. You know, so we've got to really take care of ourselves. We've got to have sacred care. Self-care isn't enough. We've got to have sacred care. We've got to take care of ourselves on all levels, you know, not just physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the energetic. We've got to feed the whole person, take care of the whole person. It's got, you know, it's about that. And, you know, I trust that when we do that, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be beautiful, you know,
totally agree.
Lots of things. And it takes, you know, like, I appreciate you saying that, you know, how you're guided to this year to change what you're offering, how you're offering, because it's the same for me, you know, and I didn't expect that. I mean, I didn't go, oh, next year it's going to be all different. You know, I'm just connected and get the information and go from there.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautifully said. And I just love you. And I want to give some space here at the end of the show, which I can't believe in an hour. It just flies in here for sure. I want to give you some space to share how folks can find you and what are some of the things you offer? Because I feel like you do a monthly program and things, and I just want you to be able to share.
Oh, thank you. So yes, they can find me at michellesnelling.com, Michelle with one L, Snelling with two. That's my website. You can also email me, michelle@michellesnelling.com, directly if you have questions or you want to connect in that way. So I offer my full product line, which includes essential oils, salt sprays, salt scrubs, soaking salts, mask. I do it all. Everything that we need to keep our skin healthy, our spirits healthy. I do mediumship readings. I do intuitive readings. And I do have an offering that was monthly. I have to say it was monthly until 2021. And then it's moved to seasonal.
Oh, nice.
It was feeling too rushed. And that is, I call that my grown-up timeout.
Ah, and, I love it.
Actually, my grown-up timeout plus. And it's just a way for us to take some time for us, for what we need. So we go, it spans 3 months. And this month, this season is all about winter. So there's email support. We do guided meditations that I record and you have to forever. We do a gathering. We do different gatherings with oracle cards and with the products. You get a pampering kit, I should say that. You get a pampering kit that goes along with the season, and it's full of beautiful products. And the last several months have had products that are only offered through my grown-up timeout. So they're brand new and beautiful. this month is the same. And I also do the year in preview in the seasonal version now. So lots of ways to connect with me, lots of ways I can help and bring guidance and some insight.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. And Michelle's information is also in the show notes. You guys can find the links and stuff there as well. And I just love you, Michelle. I hope you're going to come back super soon.
I would love to, Lisa, anytime. Thank you so much.
Yes, and happy full moon. Burnett says she just placed her first order for salts and sprays. So that's really exciting. Yay. Yay. And thank you, Hope, for your sweet message. I love that as well. And we'll be back live today at 5:55 p.m. Mountain Time with Lisa Thompson, the Mystic Manta, to talk about her Diamond Beauty story. And for those of you who are going to be joining me in 10 minutes for the full moon ceremony, I will see you then. And Michelle, so much love to you. And I'm just excited for this year and more to come from you and from me and all that stuff. And thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you, Lisa. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Appreciate it. Have a beautiful full moon and a beautiful rest of January.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.